not working today, though. I got an eye appointment in the middle of the day, so kind of ruined my whole day.
Don't you own a ICOM 5100?
I'm talking to you on right now.
I have one of those. It'll be here Friday. I've already set up the RT software to program it. And I guess I'll jam that in the car and then take the 2730 and wait for the rails to become available at Armalock.
You know the 5100 doesn't come with any mounting brackets. You have to buy those separate, right?
The of it is that the 2730 mounting bracket is the same one as the 5100.
If it was or not, so I was just making you aware of that.
The thing I've been aware of, that the difference between Yaesu and ICOM is that when you buy the radio with ICOM, you literally only buy the radio.
People have been upset about that since I got in the hobby, so I don't think ICOM's going to change it anytime soon.
I find that stuff to be very solid, but it's almost minimalist, their radios. I mean, the walkie-talkie I have is a pretty good walkie-talkie, but it's barely got a screen at all.
New ID52, which I guess it's been out about a year and a half now or so. That's a nice little HT, it's expensive.
And with the FT5D, because $400 for a HT, okay, maybe. $600-$700 for an HT, nah.
Especially when they generally do. Yeah, that's why I was the same way. And the 52 doesn't do APRN.
April 2nd. At Greenville Spartanburg International Airport, it was cloudy. The 10-2, it was mostly cloudy. Rain was falling.
As you were telling Bill, I was like, oh yeah, that's right, I guess he won't make it. That one more time. I think somebody hit a key there. Keith, I said, you really don't need your eyes to be good for anything. And the only reason I come to work on Wednesdays is so we can meet for lunch.
Yeah, I hear you. Wouldn't have nothing to do with paycheck when you quit it.
One of those.
Right, who needs one of those? Oh, wait, I might need a new radio or something else in the hobby.
Go to work because Beth makes me.
Listen.
You were trying to think if I left the radio on at the house. She's probably still asleep anyway. If I know everything's turned off, I don't have to worry about it. She never turns them on.
Try to make sure all of mine are turned off before I leave the house.
I had an HT out in the kitchen or something while I've been doing stuff, and then I'll run an errand and talk on the radio and get back and realize my HT was... And I said, did you hear me? And she goes, oh, I heard somebody talking. I didn't know who it was. I'm like, it's your own husband. How do you not recognize me? But she just doesn't even pay attention.
I say that. Mine does pay attention. She knows because she's heard me a couple times talking. And when I'm running over to my grandfather's or something like that right out the road, she'll hear me. You better be careful. You never know who's listening.
That LK. Yep, I know. And I don't talk bad about her. It's all in good jest.
Nobody what her nickname is, right?
Allowed to say it.
Well, somebody keeps trying to key up on you there.
Go ahead and force. Okay.
Fortunately, it's probably not another station that is man enough to put his call sign out. He has to play, so just keep talking.
Me, he's affecting her. She. It's probably, maybe it's Beth. Maybe she is listening.
Funny.
Better. somebody has some kind of siren they key down and emit sometimes. I don't know if it's part of the radio. I keep hearing it. I heard it two or three times yesterday. It's usually later in the evening. And I don't know if it's part of the radio on the transmit side or if they're keying down and then playing that little siren tone.
One of those stupid noisemaker boxes. Just, I don't know, childish.
But it's a whole day for your eye appointment. Too bad they couldn't do it on a Friday or something. Or maybe you planned it this way.
I would rather do it on a Friday, but they're not open on Friday. They're only here in town one day a week, something like that. Otherwise, I'd have to drive over to Hendersonville. I don't know. It's just kind of crazy the way things are up here. Just got to deal with what's here.
Sam, I need to make an eye appointment. It's been almost 2 years now. My glasses are, if I pay attention, I realize how scratchy they are, scratched up they are, just like the radio signal. I need to replace them.
For HGX, yeah. Mine are scratchy and, I don't know, just time for a new prescription, and it's been a little over 2 years for me, so it's time.
FYI, I'll tell you this now in case I forget or don't think about it. I will be off next week. I'll be around, but be busy doing stuff and got people coming in and got a wedding at the end of the week, so I don't know how much I'll be on the radio. Definitely will not be working, at least for the paycheck anyway.
Be getting ready for that wedding. I understand. I hope everything goes smooth.
And they'll be married at the end of it, no matter what happens. So, it'll be fine.
Yes, you'll be married at the end of it, and then no longer you're a concern, but now you just picked up another one, right?
In competition for a favorite son-in-law now.
Work at it a little bit.
He was listening?
Waiting for it. That's why I knew the pause was coming.
Well, he seems to be a pretty good guy, and he's already taken care of her, even in the time they've been dating, so I really appreciate him. Oh, not talking about Connor. I do appreciate him, too. He takes care of my other daughter very well.
Get those jabs in while you can, even though he's not listening.
I'm getting on the radio very often.
Just might be listening and go tell him.
KQ4WJT.
Good morning, Seth. I was hoping you were listening, too, so you can tell Connor.
Good to hear you on the radio.
Give him a hard time when I get up to the office.
It's good to hear you. That's 2 days in a row now. The world must be all coming into alignment. Hope everything's well. The girls all right?
Good. They were worn out yesterday, so both girls went to sleep pretty early on last night, and I had a couple hours to myself, and honestly, I didn't know what to do with myself. It's pretty funny.
Those times, they won't come often.
Learn to recognize them and use them wisely.
That's what I gotta get used to. You know, with Ada, it was pretty easy. She'd go to bed, and me and Nadine would have time together, and now it's just trying to get both of them down, and then, I mean, you guys know, you just get too exhausted. And you want to try and do something, but you're too tired, but you don't want to go to sleep at the same time. A vicious cycle.
But enjoy every minute of it because it will be gone before you know it.
Sure. It seems like in the moment it's a long time away, but man, does it ever fly by. But it's worth it as well. Definitely worth it. You got some beautiful girls, including Nadine.
It's, you know, a lot of people talk about terrible twos and the toddler stage, but honestly, that's been my favorite part so far, and I feel like I may end up saying that every age gap or year that she gets to, but it's been pretty good.
I enjoyed the so-called terrible twos. That's when he and I could get into trouble and not have to worry about it. We could blame it on the terrible twos. and just enjoy every minute of it, because like this morning, you know, mine's 25 years old now, and I'm turning around like, where did that time go?
Trick, if you've got a 25-year-old.
Isn't that dad? Imagine having a 25-year-old.
Getting old. I think you got me beat.
Throw that in there. Oh, my goodness. So, Isla's sleeping pretty good, Seth?
She sleeps. She actually sleeps really great. I think that was God looking out for us on that one, because, you know, Ada and sleep didn't exist for the first 2 years with her. And when she goes down, she sleeps well, and so we'll take it where we can get it.
Glad to hear that everybody's doing good and things are smoothing out for you. I know it's a little rocky start, but glad to hear everybody's doing good. And, gentlemen, I'm at home, so I'm going to jump out of here and get ready for my day. Good to hear you this morning, Seth, and look forward to talking to you many more times. And Shane, at least I can't be called Grandpa yet. I'm not that old, so enjoy it while you can. KO4HK, I'll be clear. 7-3.
And it's worth it. We should have been grandparents first. It's a whole lot more fun. Go ahead, Seth.
Hope you have a good day.
Seth, did you just leave?
Driving through Traveler's Rest, I got coffee with my buddy, Jonathan, this morning, and so left a little bit later than I normally do.
Over. You better hurry.
Enough. Phone will start ringing here in the next 15 minutes. But, yeah, you know, when you normally start so early, it does feel a lot later when you get out at this time of the day. It's weird, but it is what it is.
PT, correct?
Yeah, that I'm thankful for. I mean, I still have things I need to be doing weekly, but it's not hard to do that with the gym at our office. But no more having to go to ATI, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning and taking up some of my time there.
That stuff, it gets easy to not do it when you're not going somewhere where they're making you do it, but it'll be worth it to keep going. I know you know that.
Just have to keep up with it, but you know, thankfully, the hobby that put me in this situation is the hobby I still want to partake in. So I got to still build up strength to be able to do that again. I've been itching to get back out on my mountain bike.
That you're trying to get ready for, or an event or something coming up?
You know, they did that. I did that enduro race. It was the weekend of my birthday in May. That's when it rained real hard. It was just that big mud fest. And, they've been doing that same race every year for several years now, and so that was my plan, was to at least get back in enough shape to, you know, race it again, even if I don't really place well, just to at least be able to do it. But they canceled the event this year, and they didn't really give a reason, so it was a bit of a bummer.
That being held?
It's in Cherokee, North Carolina, kind of, I don't know, 20 minutes away from the Nantahala River, kind of that side of western North Carolina.
They canceled it. That's too bad. Would you have been ready, do you think?
I think I would have been. I mean, you know, if we were in the hospital for the month, I would have felt better about it, because I really took a, you know, break for that whole time, not doing much. And really, if I knew I was racing it, I'd be hitting it pretty hard the past couple months to at least get back in enough shape to feel comfortable enough doing it. So I don't know. I probably would have been a last-minute call on my end to if I felt good enough to do it or not.
Don't overdo it at some point. I hope it gets healed correctly and you get back to it. Did you see Mike yesterday?
Yesterday I mentioned to him that you were good to go, really whenever outside of next week. Has he talked to you at all about the skylights?
Not. Is that good news or bad news?
Actually, I just know he, you know, had to get the remeasurements and was trying to figure all that out. So I wasn't sure if there was anything with that.
Just frame it in and seal it up. I like the skylight, so I like having them. I like the light, but maybe too much trouble.
Maybe a little bit of money, but they are pretty nice to have back there. I don't know. I'm sure he'll call you, talk to you about whatever it is. Or if it will even be an issue or not, I'm not sure. But hopefully you can get new ones on there and they look great and do great.
To call me, that's fine. We're not, you know, can't really do anything now. So for the next 2 weeks, a little busy. But anyway, all right. I'm not far from work. It's really good to hear you this morning. I'm glad you jumped in there. And don't forget to give Connor a hard time. Maybe he'll start jumping in. I'll talk to you later. Tell the girls hello, and we love them. And I love you, too. We'll talk to you. Hope you have a great day. KQ4WJT and 4ZLK.
Good day, work. Love you. And we'll talk to you later. And 4ZLK, KQ4WJT, clear.